Hi there, and welcome to The Adoption Door. Before we get started today, I just wanted to give you a brief explanation as to why my voice sounds a little bit different in this episode. And the reason is because of medication. So, should be back to my normal self pretty soon, but just in case I do sound a little different or you're not sure why, that is the reason why, because of medication. So, in any case, let's get on with the show. Hello and welcome to The Adoption Door. This show is all about the stories you send in and I read. If you'd like to send in your own story, you can either write it or record it and I'll put it in the show. Please send in your stories to theadoptiondoor@gmail.com. Okay, before I begin, I had mentioned in the last show that this would be show 13, when in actuality, this is show 12. I just got my numbers mixed up for whatever reason. So if you will, please excuse my faux pas. We have five fascinating stories to get through this episode, so without further ado, let's get into the show. Our first submission comes from Megan, and she writes, "My name is Megan, and when I was just 5 years old, my parents passed away in a car accident, leaving me orphaned and alone. With no close relatives to care for me, I was placed in the foster care system. At first, I was hopeful that I would find a loving family to call my own. I eagerly awaited each visit from prospective adoptive parents. But as the years passed, my hope began to fade. I moved from one foster home to another, longing for a place where I would truly feel like I belonged. One day, I was placed with a couple named Mr. and Mrs. Thompson. They were kind and caring, and for the first time in a long while, I felt a glimmer of hope. I bonded with the Thompsons and grew close to them, dreaming of a future where I would finally have a forever family. But as time went on, I noticed that Mr. and Mrs. Thompson seemed distant and preoccupied. They often argued, and I overheard them talking about financial struggles. Despite their best efforts to hide it, I could sense that something was wrong. One fateful day, Mr. and Mrs. Thompson sat me down and explained that they could no longer afford to adopt me. Crushed and heartbroken, I couldn't understand why I wasn't enough for them. I was devastated to learn that I would have to leave the Thompsons and return to the foster care system. I was placed with another foster family, but I found it hard to trust again. After all, I had been let down so many times, and the pain of rejection weighed heavy on my young heart. I missed the Thompsons deeply and couldn't shake the feeling of being unwanted. As the years passed, I grew into a teenager, but my longing for a forever family never faded. I struggled with the feelings of abandonment and worthlessness, and my grades at school suffered. Despite these challenges, I remained hopeful that one day I would find a place where I truly belonged. One day, a kind social worker named Miss Jenkins visited my foster home. She'd received a call from a couple named Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, who had recently lost their own child and were looking to adopt. Miss Jenkins thought that I might be a good fit for them and arranged a meeting. I was apprehensive at first, afraid of being rejected once again, but when I met Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, I was touched by their warmth and their genuine kindness. They saw the pain in my eyes and promised to love me as their own. After months of careful consideration and legal proceedings, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson officially adopted me. It was a bittersweet moment, as I couldn't help but think of the Thompsons and wonder why they hadn't been able to adopt me. But I also felt a glimmer of hope, a newfound sense of belonging, with my new family. The Johnsons welcomed me into their home with open arms. They provided me with the love, stability, and the support that I had longed for all my life. But despite their best efforts, I still carried scars from my past. I struggled with the trust issues, and it took time for me to fully open up to my new parents. Over the years, with the unwavering love and patience of the Johnsons, I gradually healed, learned to trust again, and found solace and love in my new family. I blossomed into a young woman with dreams and aspirations, and the Johnsons were proud to support me every step of the way. As I graduated from high school, the Johnsons were overcome with pride that they had watched me grow into a confident, strong, and independent young lady. The Johnsons not for one moment ever regretted adopting me. They thoroughly enjoyed watching me make every milestone that someone my age ought to have made, and greatly anticipated watching me make every further one that lay ahead. Wow, that's a great story, Megan. So glad you were able to find a family to grow and prosper with. But I'm also very sorry to hear about your biological parents and the position that their passing had put you in. But it sounds like everything turned out well in the end. Okay, our next story comes to us from a gentleman named Michael and his wife Sarah. And Michael writes, "My name is Michael, and my wife is Sarah, and we had always dreamt of becoming parents. We longed to have a child of our own, but after years of trying, we realized that it might not be possible. However, our desire to become parents never waned, and we decided to explore other options. One day, Sarah came across a flyer about an adoption agency that was hosting an informational session. Excited, she shared the news with me, and we both attended the session. We learned about the many children around the world who were in need of loving homes, and our hearts were touched. We knew that adoption was a path that we were meant to take. After going through the rigorous adoption process, Sarah and I received a call from an agency that would change our lives forever. We were matched with a precious baby boy named David, who was born in a distant country. Despite the challenges that lay ahead, Sarah and I were overjoyed and immediately started making preparations to bring David home. The adoption journey was not easy. We faced countless obstacles, from navigating complex legal procedures to dealing with language barriers and cultural differences. There were times when we felt overwhelmed and discouraged, but we never gave up. We were driven by our unwavering love for David, our determination to provide him with a safe and loving home. With unimaginable tenacity, the likes neither of us had put forth before for anything, Sarah and I poured our hearts and souls into the adoption process. We spent months traveling back and forth, building a bond with David and learning about his country's culture. We embraced the challenge with open hearts, knowing that every hurdle we overcame brought us one step closer to fulfilling our dream of becoming parents. Finally, after what seemed like an eternity, the day arrived when Sarah and I were able to bring David home. As we held him in our arms for the first time, our hearts swelled with joy. We were finally a family, bound together by a love that transcended both borders and biology. The journey of parenthood was not without its trials and tribulations. David had experienced early trauma, which Sarah and I had to navigate the complexities of helping him heal and adjust to his new life. But with unwavering love, patience, and support, we witnessed David blossom into a thriving, happy child. His laughter and smiles filled our home with warmth, love, and every milestone he achieved filled our hearts with pride. As the years went by, Sarah and I saw David grow into a remarkable young man. He had a passion for music and a compassionate heart that touched the lives of everyone he met. He excelled in school and was a source of pride for and joy for us, his parents. We often marveled at the incredible journey we had been on, and how David had filled our lives with immeasurable love and happiness. Looking back on our adoption journey, we realized that it was not just David who had been transformed by the experience. Sarah and I had discovered a reservoir of inner strength and resilience we never knew we had. We had learned to embrace challenges, overcome obstacles, and celebrate the power of unconditional love. Today, David is a young adult who is making a positive impact on the world. He continues to inspire Zara and I every day with his kindness, resilience, and zest for life. Our adoption journey had not been easy, but it had been an incredible adventure that had shaped us into a loving, compassionate, and resilient parents we are today. We often share our stories with others, hoping to inspire those who are considering adoption or facing challenges in their own lives. We know that with love, determination, and unwavering faith, it is possible to overcome any obstacle and find joy and comfort in someone from a faraway land. Sarah and I hope our story, the inspiration to adopt someone, be it from here in the U.S. or someone much farther. On a final note, Sarah, David, and I would like to end by saying thank you for what you're doing with this podcast and for allowing us to share our story. We have found comfort in other stories here, and we hope that someone out there feels the same way about our story. Keep up the great work. Well, thank you, Michael. I really appreciate that. Thank you for the compliment. And we all very much appreciate you for taking the time to share your story and write it out and send it in. I'm sure your story will indeed help someone else out there. Thank you. And now we move on to our next story, which comes to us from a couple named Kate and Ben. And they tell us a story of not one, but three children that they were able to give a good home to. Well, let's just let Kate tell her story. And she writes, "My name is Kate, and I have a loving husband named Ben. We had always dreamed of having a big family, and we were eager to share our home and hearts with children in need. After learning about the plight of foster children in our community, Ben and I knew that we wanted to become foster parents and make a difference in the lives of vulnerable children. One day, we received a call from a local child welfare agency about a group of siblings, Sarah, Ethan, and Lily, who were in need of a loving home. Without hesitation, Ben and I welcomed them into our home with open arms. The siblings had experienced their fair share of challenges and trauma, but we were determined to provide them with a safe and nurturing environment. The journey of fostering was not easy, but we were committed to helping Sarah, Ethan, and Lily heal and thrive. We provided them with love, stability, and unwavering support. We enrolled them in school, connected them with counselors, and created a warm, welcoming home where children felt safe and loved. Sarah, the oldest sibling, was initially guarded and distant. She had taken on the role of protecting her siblings, and it took time for her to trust us. But with patience and understanding, we earned her trust and slowly helped her lower her walls. We encouraged her to pursue her love for painting and provided her with tools and resources to nurture her artistic talent. Ethan, the middle sibling, had struggled with anger and self-control. He had difficulty expressing his emotions and often lashed out in frustration. But Ben and I recognized his potential and channeled his energy into positive outlets, such as sports and outdoor activities. We provided him with safe space to express himself and helped him develop healthy coping skills. Lily, the youngest sibling, was shy and withdrawn. She had experienced neglect in her early years and her self-esteem had suffered, but we showered her with love and reassurance, boosting her confidence and helping her come out of her shell. We read bedtime stories to her, played games, and created a sense of belonging that Lily had never experienced before. As the days turned into weeks and the weeks turned into months, Sarah, Ethan, and Lily started to blossom. They formed a strong bond with us, and we became not just their foster parents, but their family. We laughed together, shared meals, and created cherished memories. The children began to trust again, to open up about their fears, dreams, and to believe in themselves. One day, the children received news that Ben and I had been approved to become their forever family through adoption. The siblings were overjoyed, and we were thrilled to make it official. The adoption ceremony was a beautiful celebration of love, resilience, and the power of family. Sarah, Ethan, and Lily proudly took on the new last name, and we beamed with joy as they officially became a family. The journey of healing and growth continued for Sarah, Ethan, and Lily as they settled into their forever home. They thrived in school, pursued their passions, and built meaningful relationships with friends and extended family. Ben and I continue to provide them with unconditional love, guidance, and support, never giving up on them even when the challenges arose. Years passed, and Sarah, Ethan, and Lily grew into young adults. They were very grateful for the love, stability that Ben and I provided them, and they were determined to make a positive impact in the world. Sarah became a successful artist, using her talents to raise awareness about foster care. Ethan and Lily, both still in school, and doing quite well academically, and they all have made some really great friends. Well, thank you, Kate, for that inspirational story and of first fostering, then adopting those amazing children. And speaking of fostering, we turn now to our next story from Eric, who himself was put into foster care. And I'll let his story speak for itself. And he writes, "My name is Eric, and I was born into a difficult situation. My biological parents were young and struggling to make ends meet, and they simply didn't have the resources to take care of me. I was placed into the foster care system, and for the first few years of my life, I bounced around from one home to another. It was a difficult time. I didn't understand what was happening, and I didn't have anyone to rely on for comfort. I was scared and confused, and I didn't know where I belonged. But then, something amazing happened. A couple came to visit me in my foster home. They were interested in adopting me. I was young, but I knew that what that meant. It meant that they wanted me to be part of their family, forever. I was nervous at first, but I got to know them. I began to feel more and more comfortable. They were kind and patient, and they seemed to genuinely care about me. They took me on outings and spent time with me, and I started to feel like maybe, just maybe, I had finally found my forever family. The adoption process wasn't easy. There were a lot of legal hoops to jump through, and it took months of waiting and uncertainty. But finally, the day arrived. I stood in front of a judge, and he made it official. I was now part of my new family, and they were officially my parents. It was an incredible feeling. I finally had a place where I belonged, where I was loved and wanted. My new parents were amazing. They supported me through everything, from the small struggles of childhood to the bigger challenges of adolescence. Of course, there were times when things were difficult. As much as my new parents loved me, there were things that they couldn't understand about my experiences in foster care. There were moments when I felt like they just didn't get it. But even in those moments, they were always there for me. They listened and tried to understand, and they never stopped loving me. And I knew that I was lucky to have them in my life, and I was grateful every day for the home that they had given me. As I grew up, I started to think more about my biological parents. I wondered about them and what their lives were like. But even as I thought about them, I knew that my new family was the one that mattered the most. They were the ones who had chosen to love me, and I was the luckiest kid in the world because of that. Now, as an adult, I still think about my adoption story. It's a big part of who I am, and it's shaped the way I see the world. But more than anything, I am grateful for the family that I have. They've been my rock, my support system, and my greatest source of love. I wouldn't be who I am today without them, and I've always been grateful for the day that they came into my life and changed everything for the better. Thank you so much, Eric, for sharing your story. It's quite remarkable. Our final story comes from Helen, and she writes, "Hi, my name is Helen Hohen, and this is my story. I was born in 2001, and I lived in a small seaside town in North Yorkshire called Scarborough. I lived with my mom, dad, two brothers, and sister in a small hotel room because my parents couldn't afford a house. It was a small space for such a big family, but we got by okay. Until one day. It was a day like any other. I was sat behind a heavy door, and my brother and sisters were elsewhere. I don't remember where they were, but I know that they were around. My older sister looked after me and my brothers, as my parents didn't know how to look after so many children. I had my head smacked in by the door and was taken to the hospital because I had fractured my skull, and still to this day, but social services was called because my youngest brother was fed chocolate cake when he was only 10 months old. Due to the state we were living in, we had all been taken into foster care, and our parents weren't allowed to see us. Then social service found out that I hadn't been attending nursery school or school because my parents never sent me. My mother had her own problems because her parents never looked after her, so she brought us up like her parents brought her up, because that's what she thought was right. All my siblings and me had head lice, and we never had a toothbrush, so we couldn't brush our teeth or even had a shower. But we were placed in 3 different foster homes, but we didn't know that the last foster home was just up the road from where our parents had been living, which shouldn't have happened. So I wasn't allowed to shop or school, or I would have been taken away by my parents. Until one day, 2 lovely grown-ups, a man and a woman, came from Plymouth to Scarborough to visit us a few times, and then we went out with them a few times until they decided that they wanted to adopt 2 children. 2 lovely grown-ups, a man and a woman, came from Plymouth to Scarborough to visit us a few times, and then we went out with them a few times, and then until they decided they wanted to adopt 2 children or so. In May 2005, me and my youngest brother were adopted, and my older brother and sister also got adopted by another lady and man who also lived in Plymouth. I attended school, and so did my youngest brother, and we also kept in touch with our older brother and sister, and sometimes saw them, which was nice. And I honestly couldn't ask for a better life, because I have been given a lovely home and an education that I should have gotten in Scarborough. And now I have left college, got a job, and my brother also has a job, and my older siblings have a good life as well. Well, thank you, Helen, for your story, and thank you to all those who submitted their stories in this episode: Eric, Helen, Kate, Michael, and Megan. Without you all, this podcast wouldn't exist. Okay, that's it for podcast number 12. Thank you all for your listenership, and it really means a lot to me. If you have a story you'd like to share, please feel free to write your story to me or record it yourself, and you can send it to theadoptiondoor@gmail.com. And I'll put it in here on the show. If you wish to remain anonymous, you can do that as well, or you can change the names. However you'd like to do that, you can do that as well. Once again, I'm your host, Andres. Be sure to like and subscribe and tell your friends about this show. You can catch me on YouTube, Facebook, and most of all, be good to yourself and be kind to others. See you next time on the Adoption Door Podcast.